Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Yo, welcome to Dope Town. We are Dope Town 3000. I am Zorbi Gangaga. I'm here with Sean Fisher.
Yo.
And Greg motherfucking Smith.
Oh, hell yes.
Yes, and we're about to do it. We're about to jump into this freestyle comedy, improv, just ciphering. We're going to just, you know, start off by doing a little cipher from Twitter.
Yes, I am pulling up my Twitter trends for me, seeing what is trending this morning. All right, guys, I'm just going to say a couple hashtags, and you tell me which sounds good to you. Hashtag worst naked activity.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hashtag make a horror movie more horrific.
Okay.
Hashtag make a purge positive.
Make a purge positive.
Did they mean like the purge?
It says a purge.
A purge. Indefinite article.
Or hashtag Saturday motivation.
Now, I don't want to spoil who our guests are.
Okay.
But make a horror movie more horrific would be a little on theme.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Let's
also
do that.
Whoever's listening, you see who the guests are. There's no such thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you probably clicked on there because you saw who.
Unless you just, you're the type of person who just like opens up your podcast thing and just like
clicks. I don't
whatever.
See. Whatever happens,
yeah.
Happens.
And if that's the case, welcome.
All right. So make a horror movie more horrific. Here we go.
So scary.
So scary. So scary. Like. Okay, here's how you would make scarier Michael Myers. Instead of a knife, what if he had a pair of pliers? Yeah, he would be less of Ruth that's ruthless, kid, as he's taking at your tooth, kid. And what if instead of Aunt Halloween, he did his horrible crimes and he was more mean? He would check off body counts off his wish list. What if Michael Myers did his killings on Christmas? That would be a bit more scary. Scary.
So scary, man. Yeah.
So scary, man.
So scary, man.
You wouldn't know when he kills you under mistletoe.
Here's something real scary in the future. Replacing the hand glove of Freddy Krueger. Yeah, something that would make me feel doom. If you replace all the knives, you replace them
with spoons.
Yeah. Why is that really scary, you see? Because it would be so damn scary to me. And he would be coming up with some surprise in my dream. And he went to scoop out my eyes. And he's scooping out my brains. It is so freaking dull. Do you know? Know how harder it would to be killing someone if you had to pull off their skull with a spoon? That is dull. That's making it scarier and more horrific. You replace his knife hand with spoon hands, and that shit is terrific.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that dandy man. I'm talking about that dude, man. His name is
Candyman.
Yeah, all night. I think he would be scarier if he was white.
Oh,
so what happens if he had on his paw instead of a hook? He had a fucking saw. Yeah, looks like he was from Arizona, but instead, maybe he looks more like a slave owner. More scary. More scary. What if his real name was fucking Larry? Fucking scary.
Yo, I would not have a mild day if they made more horrific versions of Child's Play. Yeah, instead of just being a scary ass doll, he could be a scary doll that was like 4 feet tall. If he was 4 feet tall and he was made of plastic, I would describe that as the opposite of fantastic. Oh, if that was running at me, I would feel drastic, worried for my life that I'd go and get my ass kicked.
Okay, but here's how you pitch The Exorcist. What if the demon girl had a lemon twist? And what if she gave everybody a paper cut? And then she put the lemon juice on it. And you know what? Just thinking about that makes my brain go insane. Just thinking about that puts my me on another plane. God is not here. And lemon juice on paper cuts is truly what I fear.
Yes. No doubt. Scary movies. Talking about get out.
Get out?
Yeah. He was running, gunning, but except Allison Williams, what if it was Lena Dunham? Yeah. I'm like, please, Lena Dunham, where are those keys?
Okay, but factually, I'm not like going to give you the keys because actually, this is kind of like part of the dynamic of the genders. And now I'm going to kill you on a fucking bender.
Oh my god, Lena Dunham, it's not fair. I'm on the stairs, this fucking nightmare. I can't believe I'm with this fucking girl from this movie. Yeah, it's so automatic. She's so problematic. Oh, so scary.
I would not be so calm, see, if they replaced all the people that they're zombies in those movies. You know what would be evil? Do not make them zombies, just make them real people. And that's the thing, yeah, we're on a spot where if things get worse, and just maybe not, but if things got worse, then what I'd see is a bunch of people acting like it was the Purge 3. Yeah, assuredly, we'd be taking each other out. Yeah, that is something that I think is not gonna doubt, because if we work it out where nobody can agree, then we are just doomed from right here, you see.
I'll tell you what I choose, sir. A scary movie? I thought it was Hoosiers. Straight up, man. It caused me alarm. I was like, oh shit, they're playing on a motherfucking farm? Yeah, I didn't like it, man. I'm like, oh no, this shit is lame. And they play the fucking game at the end. I didn't pretend. I know way back when this was a white dude. His name was Benny. He's like, oh, I hit threes.
That's terrifying, like, fool, man, to me. White dudes hit threes. White that shit is terrifying to me. I'm saying white. Dudes hit threes. That shit is terrifying to me. White dudes hit threes.
Don't look under your bed. Them white dudes hitting threes will have you dead.
White dudes hit threes.
It's prime time, bitch.
Then they're gonna say that they can J-U-M-P.
And I tell you what is a terror. Little dude, his name is Steve Kerr.
Steve what?
Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
I'm scared.
See,
I'm scared.
His name has "er" in it. It was perfect.
Yeah. Wow.
Welcome back to DevTown 3000. We are so happy to be introducing to you our guests for this episode. That's right. I said guests, plural. For the first time on the podcast, we got not one, but two dope guests. And not only that, but they're married. And not only that, but they're an incredible filmmaking duo. If you're into horror stuff, please check out Midnight Video. Ooh, it's so spooky. They're just such incredible, delightful, talented people. Please welcome to the podcast, Zach and Becca White.
Oh,
hello.
What's up?
Thank you.
That was so nice.
That was so nice.
It's just true.
You're so nice.
Not only married, but to each other.
I know.
Oh, I should have specified, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Zach is married to Zora. Becca is married to this campfire media.
That tracks for me. Yeah, I'm.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. What kind of dopeness do you wanna talk about today?
Well, we had a marital discussion about what dopeness we would share.
Yeah.
And
because I'm usually devoid of dope.
Yeah, and I brought it out of him, like you do. And
that's
I
dope
was
what the marriage is about.
Because, you know, you want a story that has like emotional capacity. Mm-hmm. And
I've always been saying that.
Yeah. and so we were like, should we talk about, you know, that time that we went to a Halloween party together? And then I was like, well, that was pretty dope. But like the most dope thing that's happened to us recently is having a baby.
Yeah.
Aww. So, and we were like, is that cliche to talk about having a baby? But yeah, you know
what? Of
course
it is.
Yes.
Lean into it.
We're going to lean into the cliche of just the explosion of joy that has happened in our lives.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
And other bodily fluids.
So much explosive bodily fluids. Like, I had to check if this was a vomit-free shirt when I put it on. I was like, does it? It's cool. Okay,
there's
good.
No way it isn't.
No, I covered it up with a sweater. So yeah, we're gonna tell that story.
Nice.
Yeah,
let's get into
just
it.
Hop right in.
Yeah.
All right. So we recently had a baby. He's a Valentine's Day baby. Zach got me pregnant. It's his.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not the campfire ceramic.
I tried. Did not work out well. So our baby was actually very late. I was 41.5 weeks pregnant.
Whoa.
Which is a really long time. So we always joke that like he was waiting till after midterm elections to like just be like, I'm staying in here because I throw a good party. I'm a real good host. So we waited a long time.
Yeah, we tried everything. I mean, it was there was all the wives' tales. She drank castor oil and just
What?
Do not do it.
Yeah, what?
It is disgusting, and it basically you're just drinking like the heaviest oil. It's like an old wives' tale.
It's supposed to like cause contractions, but it just caused like severe pain. And,
Do it. It's gross.
There was like special salad dressings at different restaurants around town.
Yeah.
They're like, you order the pregnancy salad from Quixote Pizza.
What?
On the wall, there's like the names of all of the kids that are like Quixote kids because the moms tried the salad. Yeah, their entire restaurant is like baby themed. And when we were in there,
salads get you pregnant.
Yeah.
If you go in there right now, it's by
Aroma. Tahunga.
Uh-huh. You go in there right now, you
in
order
Studio
a pizza,
City, California.
Four or five pregnant women will walk in while you are waiting for your pizza. It's just every day.
And like you're just like giving them the hopeful like, oh, hopefully any day, hopefully this salad works. It didn't.
No, they have a diary that you like write down like, hey, so I came in, I was this month, and then you come back after you have the baby, be like, his name is blah. Our name is not up
blah.
On that wall.
That is popular 2018
name.
Work. No,
that's
did not
an
work.
Interesting hook for a salad place.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's just enough like herbs and stuff. Oh, you know, an old recipe from the old country.
Right, there's like someone's grandmother just in the back.
Probably more castor oil, like just castor oil salad. We tried that, and you eat pineapple, like have sex, like you. There's like all kinds of stuff that you're supposed to do.
Were
to like
doing
bring
all this
on
other stuff, and then you're like, and then we thought having sex would probably.
Yeah,
eating the pineapple was not getting.
It
us
was
pregnant.
Not getting. No. Well, this was to try and get the gotcha, give the gotcha, birth. Yeah. So, and I was so huge. I mean, like it was just insane how big I was. I couldn't like turn over. Zach had to like pull me out of bed. I was enormous. But finally we had an induction, which lasted for 30 hours. And it was not a successful induction. So I ended up having a C-section, which is
30 hours of having like a ton of chemicals and medicine and junk pumped into you and you just being in like constant pain.
Yeah.
The doctor came in and he like looked and he's like, oh yeah, no, that thing's not coming out.
He was that kind of like
he was so he was not dropping down like the baby drops down
because we
like,
came in super late and we're like, man, this thing is heavy, and if it's over a certain amount of you know in weight, they usually don't induce, they usually just go straight to like C-section. And we were like, we're pretty sure he's a heavy kid. And the doctor's like, let's see if we can wait a day and a half.
Yeah. I think he was like, you're just a big woman. I think you're fine. No, just kidding. I really liked my doctor. But yeah.
He doesn't sound nice.
Right? His character sounds like
sounds bad. Sounds like a bad guy. But yeah, so then he was 10 pounds and 2 ounces when he was born.
The very first thing he said when he like pulled the kid out was, oh, God. And I was like,
what?
And then it was quickly followed by, like that head was not fitting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
This doctor needs to work on
a large, large-headed kid. Great.
big head, just enormous child. 10 pounds, 2 ounces is very large for a baby. And yeah, it was like,
it was crazy though. I was like, I was waiting. She was getting prepped for surgery, and that was when you had to like sit outside in the hallway and you're like, you know, gown and all the you know,
scrubs and stuff.
Exactly. With your paper booties. And I'm sitting there in the chair that wasn't supposed to be in the hallway, but they're like, ah, here, sit here. And so there's like gurneys going by, like hitting my foot. And I realized like I had spent 8 hours working on this like birth playlist that I'm never going to get to use now, because it was like, instead of, you know, hours of pushing, it's going to just be like a 2 minute surgery. But for those 2 minutes, I was like, oh God, I got to have something playing. And I realized I had left my phone in the room, not in surgery. And so I was like, crap, okay, it's right down the hall. It's going to take me a minute and a half to go there and get it. But what if they come out and say they're ready when I'm gone for that minute and a half? Yeah. Then they're going to like start without, okay.
They'll think like you had cold feet.
So I was like,
I'm not watching this.
I can't be a father.
I changed my mind.
Is getting this iPad like worth maybe missing the birth of my child?
It was important stuff.
And of course I concluded that it was that important. Sure. So I ran and got it. I did get back in time, and they brought me into the room, and they were like, okay, would you like music to play? I'm like, yeah, great. I got this thing. It's all ready to go. I had Spotify all set up. And they're like, oh yeah, we don't have the right connection for that. I was like, oh,
like an
God
old
damn it.
IPod.
What do you have? Yeah. Oh, the generation one iPod connection from like 1995. Great. I don't have anything to do that.
The doctor looks at your iPad and he's like, oh, God.
So yeah, I just put like,
that ain't not
it. I can't.
Hopefully everything is more updated than their iPod dock, because
so I just like, they had Pandora going, and I just
what
like,
were they playing?
Put it was Take My Breath Away. That was the second.
Oh, that was it. Oh, you're right.
Which was a really worrisome thing while the nurses were trying to get your son to breathe for the first time.
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
That was a like. No. All right, let's switch to something positive.
God is in the radio. I always say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's scriptural.
Yeah. I've read that. I think that's like Genesis, maybe Exodus.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah. Both. Yeah.
It's in Berlin. It's in both of the first two books. Yeah.
I don't know if you caught in that last book, but God is in the radio.
But yeah, it was weird. I was trying to stay by her, be support for her, because he had all the nurses and whatever. He was fine. But I kept kind of bouncing back and forth, and I've heard many, many parents, dads just say like, all right, if it's a C-section, just don't, when you're up with your baby, don't look back. There's a curtain there for a reason. You don't need to see that.
Because I don't know if you guys know this, but they actually take your intestines out of your body and put them on a table next to you to get
Sean's
the baby
doing
out
so
of
well
you.
Right.
Sorry,
Sean.
You okay?
No, it's okay. Right. Just the visual. It's, like, oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I can see why you wouldn't want to do that.
I know that.
You know what?
C-section.
I actually didn't either until after the C-section happened. I was like, wait, they took my guts out?
And of course, she like asked a question while I was
I'm not
like
trying to see that section.
Watching the kid. And I turned back, and I just caught a side peripheral glance at what looked like a slab of tuna, like a big old like swordfish. No. Like, oh no, that's just your abdomen on the outside.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, they don't tell you a lot of stuff. They don't talk about it, and there's a reason, because it is real.
Oh my God.
And the doctor didn't say, oh God, did that. Like, no, that's just his day to day.
He was like, oh, holy shit. Guts
on the table. Yeah. Whoa, that kid's head.
You heard about these babies?
And then we had to stay in the hospital a few days because her blood pressure was really high. Had to wait for that thing to go down.
I was, and they also like wait for you have to poop. Like, you have to. And they don't let you go. So that was fine. But my blood pressure was a little high. So I was in the hospital for like 4 days. Mm-hmm. Baby was totally healthy. Mm-hmm. Thank God. And
almost too healthy. They had me like, they're like, do you want to watch the circumcision? And I was like, well, I'm the father. I'm sort of responsible for this. I feel like I need to be there as just a like, hey, sorry, buddy. And so they were like, here's a seat. If you feel like you're going to pass out. A lot of dads don't think they're going to, but the second blood, boom, they're out. I'm like, nah, I'm fine. And because, you know, blood doesn't bother me. And when he went into it, I was like, okay, this doesn't bother me. But I wasn't prepared for how much force he had to use. Like, it's a little tiny baby. Yeah, and he's baby. Like, it looks like he's got a bone cutter. And he's just.
It's like so routine for them.
Tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay. I get why I'm getting a little queasy at just the amount that you're pulling on this thing.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
But my baby. That wrecked me. I like didn't want to hear about it.
We had to, when we finally left with him, you know, they have the bracelets on their wrists so they, you know, no one steals them. It's
that's know, they, truly they've got, why. Like,
they've got things at the end of the maternity ward that like will alarm.
The doors will like the automatically go. Lock and shut, and like a big alarm goes off if you go past a certain point.
And so the whole like process to take him home, you know, they deactivate the bracelet, they do all this stuff, and we're like wheelchairing her and him out of there. And it's like when you get something at Target and you cross that little thing and you're just like, I know I paid for this thing, but it's going to buzz and people are going to think I stole.
That paranoia.
It was the same way of like, oh God, the door's going to close. Yeah, alarm's going to sound. People are going to think I stole this baby. I didn't. I paid for it.
Yeah.
I paid for it myself.
Yeah, the receipt. Yeah.
I made it.
It didn't go off. But we're also like, we are taking this. Are you sure you want to let us leave with this baby? We don't know what we're doing. We're not prepared to be parents. What is going on?
The only thing you have to do to get your baby out of the hospital is show like an orderly that you have installed a car seat. That is it. Yeah. He like comes, he looks in your car and he goes, all right. And then you just have this thing that you don't know what to do with.
And we were super scared to take the baby home. And we were like, oh, he's going to cry. It's like about time for him to eat. And it was like this really stressful thing. And it was so perfect. He was like, he slept like an angel the whole way home. He was amazing. It was like joy I never thought possible. Like so beautiful. The sun was shining. It was like right over Laurel Canyon. Slept the whole way home. We got him inside. And we're like, oh, we should probably change his diaper. And like we put this little, you know, it's like a little, what, like a little table thing that we brought out in the middle of our living room.
We have a changing table like in the nursery, but we were like, it's just going to be real quick. We don't want to ruin this great moment.
Yeah. And we're like, you know, cuddling him, kissing him and take his diaper off. Just a river of shit, river of piss all over, like everywhere in
couch,
our living
floor.
Room. No. Yeah. Just anywhere it could have gotten.
8 months later and it's been that way since. Yeah.
Anybody who comes over, you're sitting on
vomit.
Piss and shit and vomit.
Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
All the time.
What a miracle
story.
Of life.
Yeah. What a beautiful story.
You all were babies once.
Yeah.
That's true.
And reminded of like how much of a pain in the ass I was.
Yeah.
My mom's like, do you know what I went through for you? So
that's
you
right.
can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not
with
the Ugandan accent.
Do you guys know
that?
It's
or start
weird,
practicing now.
Right? It's a weird feeling because like, my mom will say that too. Like, you don't know how hard it was. And you'll see when you have your own kid. And then it's like, damn it,
she was right.
So right.
I didn't ask to be born and neither did this kid, but it's still so like, it's so hard not to hold it against him.
Or at least remind.
Yeah. Just remind him like, listen, buddy.
You didn't ask for this, but you were a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I'm holding back details because this is recording.
Great
so.
Story.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Clarifiers, are we good to go?
I think we might. I have a clarifier. Sorry, what did you name your child?
His name is Flynn.
Flynn.
Flynn. Okay. Lincoln White.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Cool. All right. We're ready? Let's do this.
When I come out, they're gonna crack a smile. But for now, I think I'll stay in here for just a little while. I don't mean to cause no panic. There's no need for extra inspection. But I think that I'll stay in this womb until at least the midterm elections. A politically active baby. That that's what I am. I'm out of politically active, baby. Progressive politics are what I will shout. Politically active, baby.
I'ma stay up here till you need a C-section. Oh yeah. I'ma stay up here till those midterm elections. Yeah. Oh yeah. Nah, it's not a stunt. No, I should've gotten out earlier, but I'm staying like maybe 1.5 extra months. I'm just chilling. Oh yeah, listening to what occurs. Uh-huh. Really concerned about the Supreme Justice's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Hope she stays alive till I do come through. I wanted to be born so I can vote.
Yes,
no joke.
I know my baby is gonna be so lovable. But I'm sitting up in this bed, I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah, I got all kinds of pillows and blankets and rigs. And I'm sleeping with my husband right next to me, and I'm feeling just a little bit. Because I am pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. And I'm just waiting a little bit. Yes.
Yo, I really want to help induce this labor. I'ma go here on Yelp and I'm gonna look for myself all of the ways that I could help induce labor in this neighborhood. Oh damn. Oh here, what this right here? Look here, right here, my dear.
Yeah,
look at this,
my dear. Yeah. I know you've been acting kind of flaccid, but I see that little restaurant, it's serving salad.
Yes, and that salad, what they're saying, I'm not messing. All these people, all these women, they say get the pregnant dressing. And it will help induce. If this is the truth, then we should go. Maybe this is something we could use.
Oh, the dressing.
Yes, yes.
It'll be a kind of blessing.
Yes, yes.
Yes. We will go on maybe Sunday.
Sure.
Maybe Sunday.
On Sunday, I got a Groupon. We can get salad, pregnant dressing, and croutons.
Croutons.
Yeah, because croutons are also inducing the labor. Yeah, man, go give me a favor. Oh, I'm not sorry, man. I don't want to grapple. On the way, can we pick up a whole can of pineapples? Because I'm hearing that it helps make babies come out. Yeah, I don't know if these facts are true. I have doubts.
Don't have doubts. Yeah, we'll go on Sunday. Yeah, because it'll be our fun day.
Okay, welcome to Sunday, and I should say you're looking pretty. Welcome to the pregnancy restaurant here in Studio City. Yes, we're gonna get that baby out of you, I bet. Gonna introduce you to this balsamic vinaigrette. Or if that doesn't work, another one we can try, man. Get that baby out with some Thousand Island. Yes, yes, he's gonna say thank you and please. Got them croutons with some pregnancy blue. Blue cheese,
yes, blue cheese. It'll be a toil. At home, I was drinking castor oil straight.
Oh, why?
Yeah, it wasn't a fun day. Yes, give me of that old country that you know, that you know. Yeah, I see what you saw. You're an old grandma. What you did, yeah, what you did. Yeah, because I want to get rid.
Okay, I'ma make sure your pregnancy goes with expedience. And I'ma go and mix up all these old world ingredients. Yes, oh, if you want a baby out, that's what you are gonna get. Oh yeah, I'm an old world nana. And I'm just putting all these things up in a bowl. Because I know how to make a baby come out, I control.
It's insane.
Yep.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Did you learn that?
in the Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, I don't want to be deceiving. All the facts and ingredients are Eastern European.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, 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 yeah. And when this baby comes out, can we put it on the wall? Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, that would be not a game. I'd love to have my baby up on the wall of fame.
We can do that. Yo, we'll make it alive. Didn't you see since you came in pregnant women, there were five? Like five, and they just left out the door, and as they're leaving, here comes in five more.
Yeah,
it's just a revolving door of people who are wanting babies, and they didn't have one before.
Oh, we're here in line. A presence is a present. We're VIP, very important. Pregnant. Yeah, we're trying to get some of that stuff. Yeah, we're trying to show our baby some of that love. Yes, we're trying to say it's nice to meet you with some salad, some breadsticks, and a slice of pizza.
Slice of pizza. Little baby, yeah, I want to meet you. Yeah, because I know I freaking see I see all these celebrities, Cardi B, on the walls. Yeah, what I'm telling, it's an adopted kid from Ellen. Yeah. It's freaking killing me. All these people are celebrities.
I'm not trying to act real naughty. I'm just chilling in my mom's little tummy in a body. And I know that I'm really not trying to be rude. But why would I leave when I get such good food? And I'm in a good mood. Oh, let's just face this. I got everything I need. I got the basics. I don't need a lot of room, and this is spacious. Oh man, I'm not out of here like a spaceship.
I'm coming into your body, and I'm bringing all of the funk. It's me, induced epidural. I'm bringing you some chemicals and junk. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I wanna hang out some more. I'm your buddy. I am the umbilical cord. Yeah, I wanna hang, man. I'm not new to this. We chilling, man. We straight up in the
uterus. About to bring you a new deal, like I'm FDR in the trap. This umbilical cord, I'm about to go snap. Yeah, I'm about to. About to take you out right now. And this is what we're gonna do, I say, right now.
Well, I'm in charge here, I have the power. I am the doctor, and I'm kinda just sour. I mean, don't lie, I'm good at my job, alright? But when it comes to bedside manner, I am odd. I just say things that are inappropriate. And here's the thing, I know that we're supposed to get this going. And I can see with some detection, this probably is a situation where we should try a C-section.
Maybe I will interject. Don't curse. I'm your intermediary nurse.
Okay.
Yes, because I remember way back when I studied to be an RN.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. I had manners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was with Paul Danner.
Oh, yeah. He's a very well-established doctor.
Yeah, yes. Yes, yes. We're because I felt kind of like
Paul Danner. Yeah. Paul Danner. Paul Danner. Paul Danner. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Please excuse my manners.
What I was saying is you need to be treating them like equal. Have the people feel kind of comfortable. They're taking out some lovable babies.
Okay, so here's the thing. You are saying that we should certainly be doing this in a way that's not an emergency. So we could wait a couple days, maybe even three. Or half of that, maybe hours.
Listen
like 30.
To me. Yes, I will tell you once, two times, and thrice. You need to talk to people and be kind of nice.
I can't manage. In my house, my dad was a mechanic.
Oh.
So even though I'm a doctor, can't you see? I am still the guy who has a Harvard-Yale degree. Yeah, I went to both. Oh yeah, man, I'm supposed to be someone better, but everybody's like a car to me. I'm just opening up the hood.
I don't mean to be rude, honey. I don't understand why doctors make more money.
Yeah, I think it's a curse because everybody knows that doctors do way less than the nurse.
Okay. Now you should try to get some sleep, honey. Try and snore, yeah. And I don't want to cause you to panic, but I really need to play some Pandora. Yeah, I know you're about to be a new mommy. I'm about to be a daddy. But I think I got to sneak away right quick and go and get my iPad-y. Yeah, don't wanna get you embarrassed, but I've got the perfect fucking playlist. Yeah, I'm trying to play it on the speakers. Yeah, I'm trying to be stylish like some sneakers. Yeah,
you're going away?
Yeah, just for
because
a little.
Because there is a song that you want to play?
Yeah.
You really feel like this is the day?
I feel like this is
well,
the day.
That is
I'm going to take
okay.
your breath away. Oh my God, this I abhor. You're telling me you don't have the right auxiliary chord?
Nope, nope, nope. I know you're mad, but we only got the first generation iPad. See, it wasn't just you. My dad also came in and he was like, egad. Man, these people, you will offer them apology. All this new stuff, but old technology. When it comes to plugging in some music, how could you do this? It's just stupid.
It sounds kinda crazy, yo. I'm God, I'm speaking through the radio. Damn, it's kinda crazy. You made all these babies and acting lazy, yeah. You need to chill, because I'm telling you God's will. Yeah, I'm such a blessing, but I tell you maybe you will need a C-section.
C-section, it won't cause no pain. I can just look past this white curtain. Yeah, I can do this, bruh. I'm gonna look right quick and oh my God. Oh no.
God is able. Intestines on the table. Yes, you'll be fine. Just chill and don't whine, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine, that is what I wish. My wife's abdomen looks like some tuna fish. Oh boy, this is not what I thought would happen.
Yeah, you shouldn't peek around the corner. On the other side of this, it's like a horror movie. Yeah, you see, this is gross over here. That's what we wanted to be, behind a curtain and blocking your view. Why did you think that was something we do? These are the facts, so true. Anyway, let's get that sun out. 1, 2, 1, 2. I'll just make a little sip. Get on into there and take a little trip. Yeah, I'm gonna have really strong grip. Like way more than I should probably have for this. And then
okay, I know that I said I didn't care, but I think you should probably set up that chair you were talking about. I'm trying to scream and shout. You are correct, I'm about to pass out.
Oh, no, man, I ain't trying to fight. I'm just chilling in this body. All of a sudden, I see like, oh, no, no, man, what is happening? Not today, please, not today. I'm not ready to just go away. I am fine up in here. No, I have nothing to learn. I am fine up in here. Please don't let the inborn be my turn. No, I just want to stay. Never want to be alive. I'm just so good in here. Please leave me in for a day or five. No, oh, God, it's light. Oh, God, it's bright. What is that dude over there in the white coat? Man, he tries to gloat. Grab me and pull me out like a river and a boat.
Oh, I'm looking at this little baby. Looks like a dog. I'm looking at this baby and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, gonna come out and I think it's gonna take a long time. I got some doubt. Whoa.
Maybe this is something I'm knowing, kid. But I feel like that reaction was inappropriate. I mean, my wife is in a state of labor and you were like, oh God, and that's not okay, sir.
I'm that kind of dude. Maybe I'm a doctor, but maybe I'm a little rude. Yeah, because I got that attitude. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not new, cause I did this stuff all the way to freaking school. Yeah, man, cause you know, I was kinda cool. Yeah, yeah, I'm really smart. Maybe I didn't know the shit from the start, but now I got this stuff at this hospital. I'm birthing out, I'm unstoppable. Yes, yes, I'm about to pop a fool. Yeah.
Really?
But you know I won't drop a fool. I'm taking this baby out. Taking this baby out. Yeah, yeah. And he's taking the baby out. Click, click.
Days later.
Clip, clip. Clip, clip. Clip, clip.
Here's the
clip, clip.
Now this clip, is just clip. Will be your decision. But do you want to be in the room when we do circumcision? And I don't want to be like really putting in like your permission, but I'm needing you to sit in this chair, because if you're not aware, sometimes people see this operation and they scare. All of a sudden they are unaware and they are on a floor. So I don't want that to happen to you.
Okay, okay. Am I gonna be uncomfortable? I think that's hardly. Maybe. I should be here as a debt to say, hey kid, I'm sorry. It's my responsibility, so go ahead and circumcise it, because that is your ability. I'm curious, cool, dude.
I'll come here. I'm your guy. I'm intervening. I'm the rabbi.
Oh, mazel tov.
No, I know my stuff, but a little warning, it's gonna be rough.
Nah, man, not rough, man. Don't even diss him. Go ahead, rabbi, and just go ahead and briss him. Yeah, you're gonna have to try him. To you and you, I'm finna say l'chaim.
I see these two guys above me, and I am wondering what is gonna happen, you see, because so far being alive's not that bad. I feel like I can trust them, because there is my dad. And oh my god!
Snip, ah! Snip, pull, snip, pull. I'm so sorry.
Blood, 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 blood. Clip, 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 clip. So, so.
What the fuck? What was that? You're supposed to be my dad. Oh my gosh, sir! You gave this guy a degree. Why he's a doctor?
Okay, quickly. This is not something I can play with. We did this horrible part. Can you just put on a bracelet?
What?
And before I go mental, can you put a bracelet on? And please, for the love of God, be gentle.
What is this? Where am I? I'm listless. Sitting in this box next to this damn guy and this damn girl and this everybody in this room's been birthed. Everybody in this room is so dang new to earth. But man, and my genitals hurt. I really hope that this was all worth, because I had such a good setup in my mom. I'm not just trying to be calm.
It's cool.
It was
just chill, man. You're cool. You're wearing a wristband. Yeah, you need to act kind of calm, because if they try to steal you, they'll get an alarm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm your bro.
Okay.
Sitting next to you, I was birthed 2 hours ago.
Oh, not my actual bro.
Yeah, like your bro in the metaphorical sense. Yeah.
Now
no
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Aren't you worried? Like, we
now they'll take you in a hurry.
Right. And this place has been terrifying. And what is out there, man? I'm nervous. I am not lying.
Not lying. Maybe they will cop it. Because guess what? I know already I am adopted.
You already know that
you're
adopted?
Yeah, I already know.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, bro. You need to chill, man. You need to chill, man. We get free food. Just chill here with me and just be my dude.
All right, I will just sit and throw up and piss and shit. Then do it all just again. I don't know, it just depends. I don't know what happens then. I don't know what happens next. I just feel I had a good deal and now I'm just super vexed, because I don't know what is coming for me. So I'm just really angry and I'm just performing like...
Just performing. Yeah, I could say this is sweet. I got your baby, Mr. and Mrs. Flynn. Let me check if you got a car seats. Yeah, it's right there in the back. And that's all I do. It. Here's your whole ball of wax. Goodbye. Have fun being a parent.
Thing, the parameter? Yep. Is the one thing? I mean, god damn it, sir. What happens if we damage him or damage her?
Bye-bye, skirt!
Oh, he's sitting in the back and he's making cute faces. I have the perfect song on our go-home playlist. Sorry, I just want to... Did you bring the...
Let's turn that down.
Our little baby, he ain't making a peep. Our little baby, he's just fast asleep. Our little baby, He's gonna be quite the hit. Our little baby, oh my god, it is a river of shit. Our little baby.
It's a river of shit. It did spill. But you know, it's God's will. Yeah, I like it, yeah, I'm not surprised. Look at the sunrise.
Wow. From sunrise all the way to sunset. Even though this piss and shit has got our living room wet, I am your husband and you are my wife, and we just created a new bent bean of life. That is the circle going full steam. Having this baby, it is our new dream. Yes, well, I'm not trying to play me, bro. As it says in Exodus, God is in the radio.
You can clap.
Wow.
You can clap on mic.
That was incredible.
Thank you so much.
So was like, that what it was like?
It was exactly. Mm-hmm. It was more work. What it was like than it was like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your
way
awesome
to someone's
story
heart through their kid. Writing a rap song about their kid.
Yeah, you can play that for him one day.
Yeah, I will. Right.
One
well,
day
he will
as
love
in
it
when it comes out.
Right. Yeah.
dance to
goodness
it
gracious, what a beautiful story. Thanks so much for coming. Beck and Zach, is there anything you want to plug? Where can we find you? Where can we see your stuff?
Well, go to Midnight Video on YouTube, yeah, and you can watch some scary shorts. We just had one pop up a week or two ago, and
Micus. Ooh, spooky.
Thank you. And another one should be the end of the year, and then we're shooting another in January.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
If you're
second
into
that plug.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And it's like the month for it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky. Scary stuff.
Spooky. Getting spooky. Thank you so much for coming. We are Dopetown 3000. You can find us on all the social medias at Dopetown 3000. Please make sure to rate, review, like, subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your dang podcast. We'd love to hear what you think. We got Zora, we got Sean, I'm Greg. And as we say, at the end of every Dopetown 3000 podcast,
drop the knowledge on us, Greg.
Everything good in life takes more blunt force than you'd think.
Wow. Yeah. Snaps. Snaps.
Sure. For sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown.
This is Liz Herron, host of Do the Damn Thing, the podcast that is all about inspiring and motivating you to do the damn thing, whatever your thing may be. Whether it's asking for a raise at work, training for a marathon, finally getting your house organized, or pursuing your passion project, this show will provide you with real-world, tangible tips and inspiration to get you off the couch and on your way to trying something new, facing your fears, or realizing your dreams. Tune in each Thursday on Campfire Media or look for it in your favorite listening app.
Campfire.